EPA admin. On potential early toxic vinyl chloride exposure in East Palestine. There was spike at first, we want to connect all the dots. By Ian Hanchett on February 22, 2023. During a town hall on CNN on Wednesday, EPA Administrator Michael Regan responded to a question on whether there was toxic exposure to vinyl chloride after the East Palestine, Ohio derailment in the first 24 to 48 hours after the derailment that isn't registering in tests by stating that we saw a spike in the beginning. But since that spike has dissipated, the air quality readings have been below that threshold. Regan also urged people who have health issues to talk to local health officials because we all want to get to the bottom of this. We want to connect all of these dots, and we want to make this community whole. Host Jake Tapper asked, Administrator Regan, one expert says that vinyl chloride disappears from the air pretty quickly and exposure might have been really acute for the citizens of East Palestine that first night, but dwindled since then. I'm wondering, how soon did EPA originally test the air? And are you concerned that there might have been toxic exposure in that first 24-48-hour period that isn't registering in your tests? Regan answered, well, Jake, what I can tell you is the U.S. EPA and the state EPA and all of the emergency responders. And I'm very grateful for the emergency responders. Because, based on their actions, we didn't see any loss of life. EPA, the U.S. EPA, we were on site just hours after the derailment and we've been there since then. And we've been testing the air. And yes, we saw a spike in the beginning, but since that spike has dissipated, the air quality readings have been below that threshold. So, all I can do is really be very transparent and say that we trust the technology and the measurements. But if anyone, and I compel anyone that is having any kind of health symptoms to follow the doctor's orders, show up, have these conversations with your local health authorities. Because we all want to get to the bottom of this. We want to connect all of these dots, and we want to make this community whole. And I want to hold Norfolk Southern accountable, so that this community can be whole once again. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter @IanHanchett.